Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As most of you know by now, reviewing the top 10 is what we do on this program every week. The top 10 items, the top topics, people that folks are talking about. And I suppose we're going to wrap those two together easily this week, maybe more easily than has been the case for a long time. When it comes to Edward Snowden and the NSA and his decision to divulge classified data about the U.S. government's surveillance of computers, not only in our country, but in mainland China. And so this has stirred tremendous debate and discussion. We have, as usual here on the Countdown, several examples taken from programs that we monitor to put this together, successful News Talk hosts and News Talk programs that are going to focus on this issue. And if we have time, we may get a few of your calls in as well at 888-302-3684. Let's start by listening to Talk Host John Gambling, who talks here to foreign policy analyst Gordon Chang about the reasons Snowden chose to flee to Hong Kong and whether or not he's working with China.
Why do you think Edward Snowden, and I know you don't know the answer to this exactly, but why do you think he chose Hong Kong?
Well, I'm very concerned because if you're going to defect to China, Hong Kong is the place to go. You know, ordinarily, if you're trying to avoid Uncle Sam, you don't go to a jurisdiction that has an extradition agreement with us.
I thought Hong Kong did.
It does, and you don't go there unless you have you don't go there unless you think you can get away with it.
I got you.
Now the problem here is that the only way he's not going to be extradited is if China intervenes, and the question is, why would China protect him? Well, only because that Snowden is willing to trade information in order for safe refuge. That's the concern. Got to remember that Snowden actually told The Guardian that he went to Hong Kong because he believes that it is one of the few places in the world with both the capability and the will to resist the United States. Now, Hong Kong and the United States have very good relations on extradition. That means he believes that China is going to protect him.
Yesterday I spoke with Congressman Peter King, and Peter told me that his CIA friends think that there is a Chinese connection here right from the beginning, and that possibly there is going to be a defection to China.
You know, there's too many coincidences here that really are very troubling. You know, Snowden told The Guardian in that very famous video about all the information that he has not yet disclosed. That's what people do when they are bargained for refuge. The other thing is that Snowden disclosed the prison program just on the eve of the summit with President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping. And at the same time, Snowden said that Chinese hacking is the same as U.S. hacking. Well, that's not true. But what that did was it undercut President Obama's bargaining position at the summit, where hacking and cyber espionage from China were going to be the main subjects.
You know, Gordon, the more this story comes out and the more we think about it and the more that we hear about it, it seems almost implausible that this was a 29-year-old guy living in Hawaii with a pole dancer making $200,000 a year, is bolting or is doing what he is doing and then bolting into Hong Kong because he has these great moral misgivings about the program under the Patriot Act that he was at least involved with. My question is, he was only there, according to Booz Allen Hamilton, the company he worked for, he was only there for 3 months. What could he possibly have gotten that might be valuable to the Chinese?
Well, that's what we're very concerned about, because in the Guardian interview, he said that he has the names of every employee of the NSA, everyone in the U.S. intelligence community, the location of every foreign station in the United States, and also the description of every foreign operation that we're running. Now, many people say that he doesn't have that, but at this point, we don't know. But the one thing that he does have knowledge of, in all probability, is what the NSA is doing in terms of listening at conversations between the United States and China. You know, we focus on terrorism when we talk about the NSA disclosure, but really Snowden knows a lot about what the U.S. has been looking at and listening to when it comes to the People's Republic.
Up next, the number one item on the Countdown this weekend, continuing to be in our focus, with radio man Charlie Sykes he has an opinion about Snowden and what it means to us in the country and to the Obama administration more specifically.
This scandal took a positive bounce for the president in a couple of ways. You think about where this thing was trending. You had the Benghazi scandal. You had the IRS scandal. You had the story about the Department of Justice going after reporters. Then you had the story about scooping up all of the phone calls from Verizon. And then it turns out that you have all of this NSA warrantless snooping into all of these internet sites, including Google and Yahoo, et cetera, Facebook. And it certainly looked like it was cascading in a very, very negative way for the president. And then he caught the break of Edward Snowden coming out as the leaker. Because if you notice what has been happening, the attention of the media has been taken off. What is the president of the United States doing? And we're talking instead about what is Edward Snowden doing? What was Edward Snowden thinking? Is Edward Snowden a traitor? And I actually asked this question as well, so I'm certainly as guilty as anyone about this. I'm not claiming I'm not. Is he a traitor? Is he a hero? Where is he? What else does he have? And quite frankly, if you're the president, you're going, this is good. Because now we're talking about this guy, who certainly arguably is a snake, who very obviously broke federal law and is going to face felony charges. So if it's Obama versus Edward Snowden, Obama wins, at least in the short run. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I still think this is a major scandal. But in terms of the president, having Edward Snowden, now why Edward Snowden wanted to come out and say, I'm the guy, because, you know, I'm guessing that the more we find out about him, the more likely it is that Americans will come to the conclusion that he is a despicable human being and has done something wrong, which, again, helps the president. Now, I didn't say he was a despicable human being. I'm saying that the American people who are still inclined to give the anti-terrorism folks the benefit of the doubt, particularly when they have this guy who lies and runs away and hides. He's not right now a terribly sympathetic figure. The other reason why I think the president caught a break was not only did he have Edward Snowden come out, you have a bipartisan consensus. I mean, you have Democrats and Republicans. You have liberal Democrats and many conservative Republicans who are saying, you know, that Edward Snowden needs to be, you know, arrested, extradited, put up on charges. You have Speaker John Boehner using the word traitor to describe him. So rather than focus on the hypocrisy of the administration or the incredible violations of privacy, at least for a few days, we have the attention shifted off onto Edward Snowden.
All right. So we're reviewing the number one item, one of the most controversial items that has been on the countdown and in our focus in the new News Talk Radio world for a long time, the NSA leaks and the focus on Mr. Snowden. As we continue with that in just a moment here, stand by on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day. And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like Michael speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. A Fishman digital clip-on guitar tuner for $10. Or a 5-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday because Dad is much better than average.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great. Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right. You can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-464-3419. Hurry. This free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-464-3419. That's 1-800-464-3419. Call 1-800-464-3419.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's my pleasure every week to bring you through the items that are hot hits. Michael Harrison is ill this week, so we're taking a further look in depth at the number one item, and that is the NSA leak story. Here is host Tommy Tucker with military analyst Jeff McCausland. They talk about what's at stake with the information Snowden may have given to China.
This Edward Snowden thing is bothering me more and more as more details leak out. Now we find out that in addition to saying that the United States is keeping a record of phone calls made that people made and of internet activity, that, you know, we're hacking the Chinese. And to me, this is nothing more than went on during the Cold War days where the Soviets spied on us and we spied on them.
Well, I think that's exactly right as far as the hacking going. I mean, there's a commission report just released led by a former head of the National Intelligence, Admiral Blair, that says, you know, literally billions of dollars of U.S. industrial secrets are being lost through computer hacking. The vast majority of that, frankly, is going to the Chinese. So there's kind of a netherworld tit-for-tat that's going on in hacking the computer systems, which would, you know, is ongoing, and many people who follow it at all, I think, would realize that.
And it's not just peanut butter. These are commercial secrets that come to the construction, for example, of the stealth bomber or stealth fighter plane.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, it's estimated that, you know, literally billions of dollars is lost in the United States through computer hacking for industrial secrets. This translates, frankly, into loss of jobs, loss of revenue. This is an enormous problem, and it's a problem that's growing at a exponential rate and something that's got to be dealt with.
So when it comes to being a traitor and bordering on treason, it seems to me like Edward Snowden is getting pretty close here, and we don't know what other shoes are going to fall in terms of what he leaked to this newspaper and what he knew.
Well, that also seemed to be true to me. I mean, on the one hand, you know, many people think, well, this guy's a hero. But on the other hand, you know, he violated, as far as I'm concerned, a whole series of oaths he had to take when he accepted a high degree security clearance, even though he is a contractor. And so, and he's striking out this idea that he individually now has the authority, responsibility, frankly, and the intellect to make this decision on whether or not to release this information, which, by the way, again, he promised to safeguard and make it very public, which has endangered a lot of very valuable programs. As Keith Alexander, the head of the NSA, said yesterday, which have thwarted literally dozens of potential terrorist attacks across the United States.
My own personal spin on this is I don't know that he's a hero or a hemorrhoid. Snowden has done something that gives us all cause to think, and we haven't heard one concrete bit of proof as to a specific incident that has been thwarted, if you will, by all this information that supposedly should not be leaked. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Thank you. What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Levine is here, the founder of LCO Online, the Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, working for years and years and years with 58 Academy Award winners. He's given advice to presidents. All right, how'd you like to have Edward Snowden as a client of your PR firm?
I would not.
No, because?
Life is short. It's a no-win situation. And frankly, at this point in my life, I have better things to do than engage in no-win situations.
Mm-hmm. So this guy doesn't win no matter how you slice it, even though the information, according to many people, is useful, worthwhile, and an important service to people who want to know what's going on in our country.
That will be a marginally plausible argument until about 1.5 seconds after the next terrorist attack, and then they will want to lynch him in a public square and put the video on YouTube.
All right, I'm going to throw you raw meat, or perhaps this is a piece of fish. The Health and Human Services Secretary this week decided that she would not help a 10-year-old girl who needed a lung transplant because the girl's had cystic fibrosis all of her life. And the focus on how stupid Ms. Sebelius looked and sounded and completely sort of underscores how impersonal and uncaring, whether it's this administration or bureaucracy and government in general, man, did they look bad.
She looked almost as stupid as Charlie Sheen's rants about a year ago. I mean, she looked incoherent.
Yeah.
And, of course, there is a difficulty, a grave difficulty, when you start down the path of handing out free, quote, free benefits to citizens.
Right.
Right? Where does it end? Where, I mean, I see, by the way, and maybe, I don't know if it's been airing in all over the country, I see a new series of commercials now running with illegal aliens coming on proudly saying, hello, I'm an illegal alien, and I want free health insurance. And you know, this is the logical consequence of a kind of thinking that you are entitled to free stuff.
Entitlements, we love that.
Yep.
That's what America's all about, right?
Yeah, and by the way, look, let's be honest. In terms of who Americans want to vote for, there's much conversation about, are they interested in Hillary? Are they interested in Rand Paul? Are they interested in Marco Rubio? They're not interested in any of them, Doug. They're interested in one person and one person only.
Me. What?
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
They're interested in Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
The American psyche today is interested in one thing, free stuff. Who can give me more free things?
From people who are paying way too much in taxes to people who are not paying anything in taxes.
Correct.
I deserve it. It's the same
old thing. I have often said, even the most impoverished person in America should pay $1 a year, because you have to have skin in the game. When's the last time? Let me ask your listeners this question. When's the last time they took a rental car to a car wash before they returned it? The answer is they never return a car wash, to a car wash, because they don't own it. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a stake in the game, why would you treat it other than a rental car? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
Hi, Michael Levine, who is the gentleman responsible not only for a lot of great PR advice here and other places, but there's a website called the LBNE Alert. LBNE Alert. Every day, 7 days a week, Michael and his staff edit this to bring you not only the regular news and a sort of stirring commentary from a lot of people, but there's all kinds of news, entertainment. It's really kind of a cool site. So check it out. Sign up for it. LBN Alerts, put together by Michael Levine, who's here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focused on the items ending on Friday, the 14th of June. So this past week, the 10th to the 14th, number one item on the countdown this week, that NSA data collection program and the controversy around whistleblower Edward Snowden. Here's host Charlie Sykes, who has a theory about Snowden. That is, he may be the best thing to happen to the Obama administration in a long time.
This scandal took a positive bounce for the president in a couple of ways. You think about where this thing was trending. You had the Benghazi scandal. You had the IRS scandal. You had the story about the Department of Justice going after reporters. Then you had the story about scooping up all of the phone calls from Verizon. And then it turns out that you have all of this NSA warrantless snooping into all of these internet sites, including Google and Yahoo, et cetera, Facebook. And it certainly looked like it was cascading in a very, very negative way for the president. And then he caught the break of Edward Snowden coming out as the leaker. Because if you notice what has been happening, the attention of the media has been taken off. What is the president of the United States doing? And we're talking instead about what is Edward Snowden doing? What was Edward Snowden thinking? Is Edward Snowden a traitor? And I actually asked this question as well, so I'm certainly as guilty as anyone about this. I'm not claiming I'm not. Is he a traitor? Is he a hero? Where is he? What else does he have? And quite frankly, if you're the president, you're going, this is good. Because now we're talking about this guy, who certainly arguably is a snake, who very obviously broke federal law and is going to face felony charges. So if it's Obama versus Edward Snowden, Obama wins. At least in the short run. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I still think this is a major scandal. But in terms of the president having Edward Snowden, now why Edward Snowden wanted to come out and say, I'm the guy, because, you know, I'm guessing that the more we find out about him, the more likely it is that Americans will come to the conclusion that he is a despicable human being and has done something wrong, which again helps the president. Now, I didn't say he was a despicable human being. I'm saying that the American people who are still inclined to give the anti-terrorism folks the benefit of the doubt, particularly when they have this guy who lies and runs away and hides. He's not right now a terribly sympathetic figure. The other reason why I think the president caught a break was not only did he have Edward Snowden come out, you also you have a bipartisan consensus. I mean, you have Democrat and Republicans, you have liberal Democrats and many conservative Republicans who are saying, you know, that Edward Snowden needs to be, you know, arrested, extradited, put up on charges. You have Speaker John Boehner using the word traitor to describe him. Rather than focus on the hypocrisy of the administration or the incredible violations of privacy, at least for a few days, we have the attention shifted off onto Edward Snowden.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about the NSA and their surveillance program.
This whole situation is overblown. The terrorist threat or whatever they have thought stopped with this type of metadata gathering. I don't know what the situation is, like how many did they really stop. It seems like most of these situations are stopped with normal police procedures. It's ridiculous. And then I look and see back years ago when Congressman Harmon, they listened in on her phone calls and emails. I can't see how come Congress isn't upset about this, and there should be a outcry. I think the threat of terrorism, nobody says nothing about the gun violence in this country, but boy, if somebody happens like in Benghazi to volunteer to do that job, they're up in arms. It's ridiculous. I don't like people listening to my phone calls and my emails or what I'm doing. Every American should be up in arms about this.
I'm not sure why Congress would need to respond since they reauthorized the Patriot Act as recently as 2011. You know, so all of these people that are up in arms about this had supported it initially after 9/11. You know, so all these people are kind of outraged by this. Might be singing a different tune if we had another terrorist attack, because they'd probably be the first people demanding something be done about it.
I was just listening to a lot of these people talking about the surveillance, you know, and it's been going on for years. And while all of a sudden, just because we have a Democrat in the White House, it's such a big uproar. Because one thing about it, he's neither white or black. And for me, I vote for the best man anyway. You know, I vote for the best person that I think capable of doing the job, you know. I voted for Clinton, you know, because I figured he was capable of doing the job. But we need the surveillance, because if you ain't got nothing to hide, you don't have to worry about anything.
Coming up, we're going to move to the second most talked about item this week, immigration legislation. So stay tuned for that. Up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Review.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Celebrate Dad Weekend Sale is this Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale, with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. A Fishman digital clip-on guitar tuner for $10. Or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children is a number one New York Times bestseller and first-time novel written by Ransom Riggs.
Well, the idea sort of came to me because I started to stumble across bins of old random photos at flea markets and swap meets and things, which they have many of here in California. And I would shuffle through these old photos and I would find photos that I thought were really beautiful and had just been abandoned. And I started to buy them for, you know, 25 cents or 50 cents a piece. And eventually I got a little collection and I wanted to invent stories about them. The question I get more than any other is there a sequel and when's it coming out? So the sequel to Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children is coming out in January 2014, and we'll explore the world a lot more, the peculiar world. We'll meet a lot more peculiar children. We'll see a lot more time loops. And there's a lot of action and danger and everything that made the first book what it was. So I'd like to read just a little bit from Miss Peregrine 2. We rowed out through the harbor, past bobbing boats weeping rust from their seams, past silent juries of seabirds roosting atop the barnacled remains of sunken docks, past fishermen who lowered their nets to stare as we slipped by, uncertain whether we were real or imagined, a procession of waterborne ghosts, or ghosts soon to be.
Novelist Ransom Riggs. The sequel to the New York Times bestseller, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, is coming in January. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Ed Sullivan. No, I'm not. I'm Doug Steffen. You know that. Immigration legislation number 2 on this week's countdown. Host Simon Conway here with Congressman Steve King of Iowa. They talk about what King is planning to do to demonstrate how much he dislikes the Gang of Eight bill, the immigration bill that's working its way through the Senate and maybe on its way to the House.
Immigration is now on the floor of the Senate, and your leader in the House, John Boehner, says he sees a bill on the president's desk by the end of the year. You're not happy about it, and you're threatening to do something, which is to force a special conference for the House GOP, something that's usually used for an unscheduled leadership election. So first of all, let's put that to bed. You're not going for the Speaker's chair, are you?
I am not, and I have no thoughts of doing that. In fact, it's not something I would want to do.
Okay.
And so what I'm really planning on doing is just nicely and politely requesting that we have a good family discussion inside of closed doors so that we can determine where people are on this issue, and some of us can offer some ideas that haven't had a forum and likely will not get one until such time as it's too late. This thing has been wired from the beginning to be stampeded through Congress, and we've got to stop the stampede and people back and have them stop and take a look and listen.
Mm-hmm. Now, you require 50 signatures to get this done, right?
Yeah, that's technically 47, but that's a good round number.
Okay, and do you have 47?
I'd say that and cushion, and a significant cushion besides.
Okay, so when are you gonna actually do this then?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm still in negotiations. I wanted to do the conference tomorrow. I asked the conference chair this morning. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. I just think we should have this discussion, so let's do it on Thursday. And I don't want to turn in a request and then have them pick a time when to call a conference when everybody's going to the airport to fly home for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to time this so we can get people's attention. And I'm not sure when I'm still in the negotiating stage, but I don't know how much longer that will last, Simon.
Okay, because you can actually just force this, right? If you chose to.
And as I said, it's a nice card to have in your hand, but not one that you want to play. And, you know, if I didn't have the card in my hand, the negotiations would be significantly different.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to think that having this immigration discussion after the 4th of July is a good idea. Let's have one after the 4th of July, too, but we need one soon. The Senate debates as we speak, and they voted, what was it, 82-15 to proceed on it yesterday. And so that tells me that there's a lot of momentum in the Senate, and the Senate has an amnesty bill on the floor right now.
Here's Taco's Mandy Connell with Congressman Brett Guthrie of Kentucky. They talk about the House moving ahead with their own immigration bill.
The immigration bill that's being heard in the Senate right now, I've heard tell that there is an immigration bill being worked on the House. What do you know about that?
Well, there's two things in the House that are going on with the immigration bill. One, we have a gang of eight, I guess is that's what's become the term, which the in the House representatives that has been working on a bill. They've been working for a couple of years, actually, and just unable so far to produce a bill. So that's one thing. Then it doesn't appear a bill's coming out of that like it did in the Senate to work for, towards. So we're going to start working on our own bill just as the House representatives using regular order. It's going to start next week in the Judiciary Committee. So the big question that hasn't been answered and the committee is going to begin working on this is, are we going to do separate bills, a comprehensive bill? There's a push here. Of course, the House is a little more conservative than the Senate. The push here is to let's deal with border security and deal with that first and then see and then deal with the other part.
Oh, my God. Do you have any idea how happy that would make so many conservatives who look at this? And in all honesty, Congressman, I said the other day, the only reason this has to be comprehensive immigration reform is to make sure that every special interest group who wants a piece of the pie gets theirs.
Well, you know, we need to secure the border. The one thing, though, that there's different levels of borders or different types that you look at. One is you have the drug running, you have all the illicit illegal activity that's mm-hmm. going on. The other one is, you know, people coming illegally to work. And so if you actually have a system in place that works, that people can come here to fill jobs that are needed, we know who they are, where they are, and they have, instead of just a card that can be copied very easily, they have actually either biometric or some type of identification, you know, that ID and that work permit belongs to that person without question, then I think that will help the border security in terms of people coming to work illegally. And, of course, that's different than the illicit illegal trade. But, it, you know, it still is border security. Both of them are.
Well, I think that
you can
one,
help fix that by having an avenue for people to come work.
Right. I was going to say one becomes a lot easier to manage if you've given people who really do just want to come and work and have a better life the opportunity to do so legally. I think then it is much easier to target the people who are still engaged in illicit behavior.
Absolutely. That's why you do have to still reform the system, and I think that is still part of border security, as we just said.
Here's what some of the talk radio callers that we recorded around the country had to say about the Gang of Eight and immigration reform in general.
Most of the people that I talk to do not want this immigration bill. For one thing, it is just too expensive. They're talking about appropriating $100 million, and this would be in the fiscal year of 2014, just to start this bill. And we're broke. Where are we going to get the money? Another thing is, what does this do for the American people? You got big business, which this serves, the illegals, which this serves, and maybe some unions. I mean, how? The only thing that this is going to do for us is, you know, we're actually paying for this. Our tax dollars are actually paying for this bill. We're not going to get anything out of it. The American workers aren't getting anything out of this bill.
These lawmakers in Washington who are being paid a salary from the American taxpayer are spending all of this money to try and justify the presence of illegal aliens in this country. That is totally ridiculous. There are too many domestic problems going on right now in this country that need to be solved. These people are not living up to the oath they took to defend the Constitution when they were sworn into office. Okay? They, in my opinion, some of them should resign. They're not doing their job to protect the rights of the American people. They're spending all this time trying to defend the rights of illegals.
It is laughable on the face of it that we are told by elites in the politics and the talking heads and various representatives of interest groups that we cannot locate or deport the 13 million illegals in this country, nor can we secure an 1,800-mile border. Yet at the same moment, we can listen and monitor every phone call and every email that is ever made in the United States. If we have the technology to do that, I think we can secure an 1,800-mile border. And secondly, the last point I would make is that those individuals, Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, the president and his wife, the heads of the Chamber of Commerce of the SEIU, of La Raza, the talking heads on the editorial boards of the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, none of them and none of their children will ever be in competition with illegal aliens. They live in gated communities. The only time they will ever come in contact with an illegal immigrant is when they hire one as a nanny. It is minimum wage American citizens who are in contact and in competition with these folks whose wages are depressed, and it is those minimum wage Americans who should be making policy on immigration, not these out-of-touch elites in Washington or New York.
This truly makes me very happy that this legislation seems to be moving forward. I still have some degree of skepticism. I myself am an immigrant, and I went through the naturalization process in 2008. And I hope that, and I know for a fact that there are a lot of people out there who work very hard and they contribute to society, and they're in the shadows, but they want to, you know, they want to become legal and they want to make a difference, and, you know, they work just like you and I do.
Coming up next, we're checking with Stephen J.J. Wiseman. That's here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. I want to sing his praises whenever I'm around him. It just feels like it's appropriate to sing about a lawyer, a professor, an expert. What are the legal ramifications of the data collection program? Or more importantly, what would be the future for Mr. Snowden? Can they go after this guy? Practically speaking, can they, if they put him in jail, like this guy, Private Manning, he's,
yeah.
What are they going to, they're never going to come to some conclusion. There'll be a hung jury. What do you bet?
No, you know, well, the part of it is, and what's so interesting is, you mentioned Bradley Manning, who
right.
was low-level soldier who was able to get all of that classified information to WikiLeaks. The government supposedly learned its lesson at that time because we have this perfect storm where we have so much secret material and so many people with access to it. So they were trying to restrict it. Snowden was another low-level private operative. And there are some real questions about, did he have access legitimately through his job to the information that he took, or did he go beyond his job and do some hacking and breaking into data banks to get it? So at the moment, the Justice Department, they know they're going to charge him with something. You know, even perhaps this 1917 Espionage Act, which is, this is a law, and laws that get passed during wartime are always a bit scary, and that's what we're having with the Patriot Patriot Act right now. This 1917 Espionage Act is so broad that it was once used to bring criminal actions against a grandmother who advised her grandson not to enter the service during World War One because she said the military was just there protecting the interests of corporate America. How about that?
Well, how things have changed, huh?
Yeah, right. But the bottom line is this. They will find some charges to charge him. But here's another thing, and that is if you want to talk about people who are collecting data on us, Google has far more data, and Yahoo has far more data, and all of these places do than the federal government has. And the federal government has been bought off to allow this. The laws in regard to permitting these companies for corporate purposes to gather material and then not protect it, so when they get hacked, we're harmed. Those laws are almost non-existent because we've got the best Congress that money can buy.
By the way, do we know whether she was acquitted, she was tried, or the charges came
up? She was convicted.
Why is she?
They did not give her any jail time, though.
Let's talk about the amnesty legislation that's on its way. There apparently are two different bills, the one from the Gang of Eight in the Senate and another one in the House. So what does this all boil down to at this point, do you think?
You know, it's real hard to say because both the Democrats and Republicans, and a lot of it is for cynical political reasons, want to get a bill through for immigration. And the fact that they do is important. It's important for the country, too, and not the least of which is we need immigrant labor and talent here in the states. But don't think for a minute that each side is not necessarily going to be protecting its own political interest as much as trying to do what seems to be just, not just for the immigrants, but for the people who have played by the rules and have come into this country and did it the right way. So this is going to be politically charged, but once again, I've been around you, Doug, too long, because I started to say, the money, follow the money, and that's where they're going to go.
Follow the money! All right, this next one has really got me going. The IRS and all of the hoopla about the whether they're doing the right thing or the wrong thing by people applying for 501c4s. What has become known this week that I bet most people didn't know before is the IRS is training its agents, and these IRS agents, when they come to your house now, are going to have guns.
It is just outrageous. True, guns don't kill people. Husbands that come home too soon in the afternoon kill people. But this is something that is so ridiculous, so excessive. With all that's going on in the IRS, is there really a threat to their agents? And let's put it this way. If there is ever a concern about a threat to an agent, how about bringing someone who is actually trained to have a gun, a police officer, in those rare instances that they do feel there is some threat to their physical presence? Mm-hmm. Arming people, IRS agents, who are generally better able to handle pens than guns, is just a bad idea across the board.
I'm wondering about that even. All right, so there they are, three important legal opinions about issues that are included in the Talkers charts for the week of June 10th to the 14th. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the founder of Scamicide.com, here on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.